Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a little nap yesterday, fell asleep, and then was late for the National Lottery. The audience were disappointed.
Oh no, what happened? Did the draw still go ahead as planned?
No, I made it in time. But you know when you think, oh, I'll just have like a little 15-minute nap and I'll feel much better? And then it's like an hour later and there's people ringing you and, oh, God. So that went wrong.
You don't like that, do you?
No, I think it's quite stressful. Anyway, so... But then I did that thing where a lot of people have done this, where you try and sound awake on the phone even though you've clearly just woken up. So it's like... Hey Scott, it's Matt here from the lottery, just checking you're on your way. I'm still in bed, but I go. Yeah, just leaving the house. Just woken up. So I just throw the first thing that I see on the floor on, which is like jogging bottoms and like an old T-shirt, which were already on the floor, and just leg it.
So did you have that on the lottery?
Well, no, I had it on in the rehearsal. But I didn't realise we had a beautiful guest, and this is why I'm rubbish at impressing girls, because I need to make more of an effort, like dressing up and all that. But I was so late, I turned up in the minginest jogging bottoms you've ever seen, and then they're like, oh, by the way, Scott, when I arrived, by the way, Scott, we've got a guest tonight, it's Catherine Jenkins. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, you see, that's where you could have had the pyjama jeans.
And I met her, and
perfect situation
yes.
for it.
See, that is brilliant for
pyjama. She would have
jeans.
Been none the wiser that you'd been asleep less than 2 hours ago.
She's lovely, but she gave me that look of, all right, what's that on your legs? It's like, hey? Could you not have worn jeans? They're big. You know the ones that you would only wear in the house?
Oh, yeah.
So I wore them. But I did, obviously, I smartened up. I bought a suit with me for the actual show. But in rehearsal, I was not looking good. She's gorgeous, isn't she, Catherine Jenkins?
I saw her on the One Show on Monday, I think it was.
She's one of those people that, like, at first, when you first see her, kind of takes your breath away because she's so damn pretty. Thing is, when we went on TV, I reckon she has been on some kind of smile training course. And I also think this about cabin crew as well. Do they go on a special course to learn how to smile for that long? Because, I mean, I know the lottery is only 5 minutes... But she was ear to ear grinning for the whole time. And I've tried smiling for as long as that before, and I can't do it. My face starts to ache.
It does, doesn't it?
But I think that maybe what happens at smile training is that they kind of teach the muscles to be able to do it for that long. Because I imagine cabin crew have to smile pretty much, apart from when they're back behind their curtain.
Yeah,
and
not
you can't
the ones
see
on
them.
My last flight.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Were they not smiling?
No.
But generally... When you can see them, they're pretty much smiling. And sometimes that can be an 11, 12-hour flight. Right, try and do it now. Like, do the Catherine Jenkins smile, right? Keep going.
You see, some presenters you do have to do this with.
Do you?
Smile at them constantly.
Do you? Am I one of those?
It does hurt your face after a while. No, you're all right.
All right.
But there are some and you have to sit there going...
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah.
Really, who?
Yeah.
Who do you have to smile at a lot?
Yeah, right. Not saying.
Right. Yeah. Do you have to laugh at their jokes? Well, you do that to me anyway. Okay, right, stop. Start again now. I'll do it as well. Here we are. This is how long Catherine Jenkins is smiling for. I can't do it. See? I've got to 5 seconds. It's starting to hurt.
It is aching in the top of my chin.
And still hurt. No, I'm out. Oh, and you're gone as well, you see? That was 15 seconds max. It's quite hard.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, did anyone hear the Matt Evanson show last night on BBC Radio 1? It's good, that show. There's music and talking and stuff. And you can get a free download of it from the Radio 1 website. Or you can listen again, iPlayer it, do whatever you want. But it's a good show. Matt Edmondson, he's on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. And it was kind of a Teen Awards special last night because it was the Teen Awards last weekend. And Matt did a sort of review. And it was really good. It kind of summed up the whole Teen Awards in a very short, kind of like compact way.
Annie Mac did a short poetry recital.
Guys, how does this compare to Albert Square?
And this is a good bit.
They didn't seem that keen on Rizzle Kicks.
Charlie's also a massive Rizzle Kicks fan, and who isn't?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Listen again.
They didn't seem that keen on Rizzle Kicks.
Charlie's also a massive Rizzle Kicks fan, and who isn't?
I don't think the crowd meant to scream at that, but like at the Teen Awards, the crowd will just scream at whatever you say.
But poor Rizzlekicks,
I know,
waiting backstage.
They must have been backstage. Cringe. The thing I love about Matt is he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Vernon didn't mean that, but if you were Rizzlekicks backstage, who isn't a fan of Rizzlekicks? Yay! Gutted. This is my favourite bit, though.
There was brilliant music, great celebrity guests, and some amazing teen hairs.
Hairs?
Yes. Hairs.
This afternoon, we've given you some brilliant music, some great celebrity guests, and some amazing teen heroes.
How's Alid there?
With hair.
With teen hairs.
Some great celebrity guests, and some amazing teen heroes.
You can get that again on a free download from the Radio More website. Just look up Matt Edmondson or listen again and find out all about the...
And some amazing teen heroes.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, yesterday, I got a lot of email, a lot of stuff on Facebook about the version of Sack Noel, Loca People, that we played. We found this, which is one of the original versions of the song, before the one that we all know and love. I think this was recorded before, and it's kind of like a West Midlands version.
All day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night. What the?
Lots of people obsessed with this yesterday after we played it. Some people saying, can we do that as a free download? I'm not sure how that stands. Do we have to get the permission of Sat Noel? I don't think we can. You're just going to have to enjoy it on the radio. Now, another version has come to light of this track, and it's a girl with a kind of lovely, soft, West Country accent that sounds a lot like you, Becky.
Does it?
Yeah, and I think this is like one of the versions they didn't decide to go with on the track that you've been hearing a lot on Radio 1, because I think the girl on the one that we know is Dutch.
Mm.
I said she was Spanish yesterday, but then she does say, when I came to Spain. So I think she's Dutch. That's what a lot of people are saying on text anyway. But here it is. I've got like the West Country version now of Loca People. I hope you enjoy it.
All day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night. What the... When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night, all day, all night. Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs. I couldn't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está muy loca. What the? When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night, all day, all night. Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs, what the? Viva la fiesta, viva la, viva la, viva la, viva la. Viva la, viva la. I couldn't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Johnny and I said to him,
yes.
Johnny, la gente está muy loca.
Podcast.
Hey, I'm going to Amsterdam this weekend.
Are you?
Have you been before?
No, I've never been.
It's really nice. It's really good there. It's weird though, as soon as I put this on Twitter yesterday, going to Amsterdam, any good places to go? And you can imagine the replies you get. Now, a mate of mine really, really wants to go to this restaurant there. And she's getting desperate now. It's getting embarrassing. Because she's been calling them like 5-6 times a day. It's one of those restaurants that celebs go to. I think, you know, it's always really full up, really busy. To be honest, I'm not bothered. I don't really care. I don't want to dress up. Mm. I just go for a pizza. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I hate those ones where you have to make an effort.
Yeah. As you know, I'm all about the hoodie wearing. So, but she's like, oh, go on, it'll be really nice. You know, we don't get to go there. I've never been to Amsterdam. Let's try and get in. So she's ringing this restaurant every day in Amsterdam going, hi, any tables? And in a slightly snooty way, they're going, no, fully booked. Rings again. No, as we told you before, madam, fully booked. So she calls every day. No, no tables. But she's now doing that. Okay, well, if you do get any cancellations, then can you please let me know?
Aww.
It's not going to happen. I know, but she really wants to go. I'm not bothered. Just get a pizza. But she's like, we need to go to this place. Now, I think if you're really famous, you can get in. It's one of those.
But do you have to be famous in Holland, though?
Well, here's the thing. I think you have to be kind of internationally famous.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't think ringing up saying Scott Mills
that's not going to
work. And
no one will care. Well, no one cares here. So no one's going to care in Amsterdam. But yeah, I think, let's say, if Jay-Z and Beyonce happened to be passing by Amsterdam and they rang up, it wouldn't be fully booked. They would probably have a few tables set aside in case someone proper famous turns up. They always do that, I think. But if I called up, no, sorry. So this is where we are with my friend. Well, that's where we were until yesterday. There's been a development. So she's desperate to go, my mate. And she knows a couple of people in Amsterdam. And it now looks like we can go. But I'm not quite sure how it's happened. She's very persistent. Now, not because it's me, but because she knows someone who knows a famous actress, I think we can get in.
Right.
You know when one of your mates goes, we can get in now, it's fine, and you don't really understand how they got to that place, so you just go with it. So now it looks like we are going, and suddenly, after them saying there's no table since last Friday, there magically is one. So she called me, my mate, all excited last night. We've got a table, we're in. But, and the details are sketchy on this, I think I have to pretend to be the boyfriend of a famous Dutch actress. And I think that's how we've managed to blag the table. Now, this is weird because I've Googled the actress. I've never heard of her before, to be honest, but she's proper famous in Holland. Wikipedia says so. She must be. There was no way in a million years I would ever, well, for lots of reasons, but I would never, ever be her boyfriend. She is so far out of my league, I can't even tell you. Now, she's not going to be there,
right?
Because that would be awkward. But this is stressing me out because I don't really want to pretend to be somebody else. I just wear my hoodie and go for a pizza. I'm not that bothered about going to this fancy place.
So you're pretending to be this famous woman's boyfriend?
Well, I think I have to.
Going to this restaurant with another girl?
Yeah. And that's weird, right?
Well, yeah, because they might think that he's cheating on her.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that. So if I'm this bloke...
Yeah.
And
he'll
I turn
be,
up
like,
with,
spotted.
And I turn up with another girl...
Mm.
But surely he's also famous in Holland. I don't... You see, this is why the details are sketchy. I don't know what to do.
What have you got to look like? What does he look like?
Well, I've Googled her, and he's in a lot of the pictures. I think it actually might be her husband. Oh, God. And he's always in a suit, so I'm going to have to suit it up.
Mm.
But the name of the actress, if you want to Google this morning, is Nicolette Van Damme. She's been in such shows as Plop in de Stad. And she's been in, like, soap operas in Holland. She's quite famous. But the idea that I have to pretend to be her boyfriend, once you see her, you'll be like,
I assume her boyfriend's Dutch as well. Are you going to have to put on a voice?
Well, here's the thing. I need to just watch my Goldmember DVD. That's the, I'm going to have to do this.
Would you like a schmuck and a pancake?
Do you think that's going to work?
Flapjack and a cigarette? Sugar and a waffle? Pipe and a crepe?
Maybe if I turn up and say, pipe and a crepe, then they'll think I'm Dutch.
Oh, well, then there is no pleasing you.
Seriously, look her up. Look her up now, Becky.
What's her name again?
Nicolette Van Damme. That's my girlfriend.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Loads of people are offering to go in my place. Jamie in Telford thinks he could pull it off. Simon off Bournemouth. Any chance of a date with your girlfriend? She isn't my girlfriend. I don't even know whether I've got to pretend to be or not. That's why it's scaring me. I don't even know what the details are of what I've got to pretend to be. But it seems like I've got to pretend to be someone I'm not.
There's so many things worrying me about this.
Yeah, me too.
Number one, Mel's been on and she says, surely, if you're supposed to be Dutch and you're in a restaurant in Holland, surely you'll be speaking Dutch. I don't think the gold member accent is going to fool anyone.
What, so if I turn up and go, yeah, sugar and a pancake?
Yeah, no.
Sugar and a waffle? That's not going to actually cut it, is it?
That's not going
to
work.
So do I need to, like, learn some kind of Dutch phrases before, like, even hello and thank you would be good?
Yeah. But more importantly than that, have you never seen Date Night?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you should never ever take someone else's reservation because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm. Mills, unless you're prepared to throw around a lot of cash, there is no way they'll believe you're dating her. Oh, thanks very much. Is she related to Jean-Claude Van Damme? I don't know, but I'm certainly not going to pretend to be him.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Mills, you need, before Saturday, to get a Dutch accent and a face transplant immediately.
Oh, thanks.
You must know someone that could sort that out.
Probably, but yeah, I don't think the bruises will be off by Saturday.
Go to Amsterdam via Dubai and you'll be all right.
I just turn up with massive bandages on. Yes, I'm your husband.
So, who are you going to go as?
Right, okay.
Who's Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Well, maybe if I say that I know Nicolette Van Damme, but I'm I can be another famous Dutch. So who are famous Dutchers?
Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme, is he Dutch?
The one that doesn't speak really wants me to turn up at this posh restaurant as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You'd be brilliant. You'd be like, yes, you know me.
He wants me to film it. What's his phrase?
I'll be back.
Right. So, like, imagine we've got the video camera on. Hello, yes, I have a reservation. You have to be confident, don't you? Otherwise, they'll see right through you. It's all about being confident with the door staff.
Yeah.
I have a reservation. My name? Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'll be back.
The one that doesn't speak just pointed out, and I did know this, that as well as having the catchphrase, obviously, I'll be back, he's known as the Muscles from Brussels, so I don't think he's actually from Holland.
And he's getting on the Jodie Marsh diet and meet
Yeah, see?
Oh, right.
That's off of another country.
Oh.
So that's gone. What about Bass Hunter?
Is he Dutch? I don't think he is.
No? What about Aqua? You could be that
yes.
one who sat in the back. Come on, Bobby.
Let's go, buddy.
I don't really... Does anyone remember what he looks like?
No, you see, but they know his voice.
Hello, I'm the one from Aqua. I've grown some hair now. I have a reservation. Come on, Bobby, let's go, buddy.
I won't do the bit, because that was the girl. Who else? Who else can I be? Bass Hunter's definitely no. He's not Dutch.
Ruud van Nistelrooy?
I think we're really clutching at straws now.
I'd love that.
Hello.
Ruud Hullet?
No.
You don't even know who these people are.
I know, and that's why I couldn't ever pretend to be them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this whole thing is flawed, isn't it? Chris Smith off the news.
Yes.
Simon Mundy off the sport.
Yes.
Help! What am I going to do? Apparently, I'll be back was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
Is
no
it?
Way.
Yeah.
No. You could go to the restaurant as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, once again, the one that doesn't speak just said he would pay good money to see that.
And you've got to do the catchphrase, because that's what celebrities do when they go to the restaurant.
What would I say?
I need your clothes and your motorcycle and a table for two, please.
No, I already have a reservation.
Oh, right. Oh, good.
Oh, this is, once again, Aqua, the bloke from Aqua, who I was holding out on to be from Denmark. Not slightly Dutch.
That's nearly Dutch, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Ruud Hullet. Okay, I've just Google imaged him.
He's easy to go as.
How is that? How am I going to pull off the Ruud Hullet? Is this a recent picture that I've
well,
got here?
Well, it's fairly recent. Yeah, I mean, when he came to Chelsea in the mid-1990s, his sort of long, flowing dreadlocks were all the rage, so everyone bought imitation wigs.
Do you still have one of those wigs?
I've still got one. We used to wear it to the cafe just for a laugh, and I will bring it in. Honestly, you'll look exactly like it.
So when you make your reservation, they'll say, what name, please? And you've got to say, yeah, it's Ruud Hullet, 1993.
I'm sporting my 93 look today. I have an orange football top on, and I will have a full head of hair. And also, do you have the moustache to go
with?
No,
I've got an eyebrow pencil. We can just do that
all ourselves.
All
right, cool. Yeah, no, that's going to work.
Why? Don't ask, Chris, all right?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tom in Stevenage may have the answer. I'm just going to turn up with some headphones on and occasionally throw one hand in the air and shout, make some noise! Hello, I am Tiesto. Or, even more realistic, I think, and loads of people are saying this, what about, oh, let me just send you a picture. Google this. Yes, they're from Holland. I've just checked. Two Unlimited, and I could be Ray from Two Unlimited. Look up Ray from Two Unlimited. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's just like you.
Exactly. I think that is my best bet.
We just go techno, 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 techno.
Yeah. Look up Ray, Two Unlimited. Look up an image of him, and I think you'll agree that I could get away with that. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. I might have to knock this Dutch restaurant thing on the head. It's stressing me out. Let me just get a pizza instead. That's what I wanted to do all along. I can't pretend to be a Dutch celebrity. I don't have it in me.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. Michelle's been on saying, why don't you go as Poirot?
You Dutch?
No, he's Belgian.
Oh, see, you make the mistake every time.
But he can solve a crime or two, so you'll be safe in the restaurant.
Hello, yes, I have a reservation. My name? Poirot. No, absolutely not. Okay, now it's time for our game, Slip It In. Do this in the afternoon sometimes. It's the game where we try and get a word or phrase into a conversation without someone knowing. Now, you're probably listening and thinking to yourself, well, actually, Mills, that's easy. Anyone could get that in once. Ah, but that's where you'd be wrong, because we have to try and get this phrase or word into the conversation as many times as we can, so not just once. And the one who gets it in the most before the other person in the conversation notices is the clear winner of Slip It In. Now, me, Becky and Chris have each recorded a call trying to slip in a word or phrase as much as possible. We haven't heard each other's calls. Have you cheated again?
No, last week
Fess
I
up
won.
Now.
Well, last week I won and you told me I hadn't stuck to the rules because the person said hello and I just said the word as many times as I could before they interrupted me.
Which is not allowed.
Well, you hadn't told me that, so I didn't know. This week I haven't done that.
Okay, then. Right, so today we are trying to get wrestling moves into the conversation. You know Dev off of Early's? For some reason he's agreed to do a wrestling match on Sunday. So earlier in the week on the show, we were teaching him some real wrestling moves, so he knew what they were before he turned up.
Mongolian chop.
That's one. Or
stink face.
And then this one, popular wrestling move.
The testicular claw.
And
curl one out.
And my personal favourite,
donkey omelette.
So, these wrestling moves are what we have got to slip into the conversation today on Slip It In. My phrase, because it's my favourite, is this.
Donkey omelette.
How many times could I get that into the conversation with Chris Smith off of the news earlier on? What do you think?
Oh.
Loads?
Two maximum.
Remember, you've got to try and get it in as much as you can, not just once.
But he'd be straight onto you, or he should be, because he's like the king of news.
Okay, well, let's find out. Let's see if I could slip in donkey omelette quite a bit with Chris off the news.
Hello?
Chris, it's Scott in the studio.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, you all right? Yeah. Can I just check some of the donkey omelette stories you're doing today?
Yeah.
Are you doing any showbiz news?
No, not really.
Right, okay. Because there's a one about Kelly Rowland getting her donkey omelette in her new music video.
Getting her what?
Getting her kit off.
I thought you said something about a donkey.
No.
Because that sounded like quite a good story.
No. Also, the stars of The Only Way Is Donkey Omelette are breaking down because they have to lose too much weight or something for the show.
The Only Way Is Donkey?
No. Also, Cheryl Cole buys a new Donkey Omelette LA home. 3.4 million donkey...
How much?
Million.
Scott?
Yes?
Why do you keep saying donkey omelette?
Oh! Okay, I managed four, and I think like it was a bit pathetic, so I wasn't on form today. So I got four, that's good.
It's better than I thought.
Four donkey omelettes to Chris Smith off the news, and he is on the ball. If it was anyone else, I would have got loads more.
Hmm.
Okay, next. It's Chris's phrase. It's another wrestling move. It's this one.
The lamb cannon.
Oh, one of my favourites.
Now, Chris has called his mate Madge. who is a bloke. Now, what do you reckon? More or less than me? Higher or lower? I got 4 donkey omelettes. How many lamb cannons is Chris going to manage to slip in?
5.
So you say higher, 1 higher.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Hello.
You all right, Madge? It's Chris.
Sally, you all right?
Yeah, Chris Stark, you all right?
Yeah, all good. How are you?
Mate, have I woken you up?
Nah.
How's your lamb cannon? You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dunno, I might have a bit of work for you and your lamb cannon.
Okay.
How's the gigs going lately?
Because the old freshers, innit?
I mean, you met any lamb cannons, or how's your freshers been?
Yeah, I've been, where have I been? I've been Wales, Portsmouth, yeah, all over the place. It's been good.
Is this a bad time to call you? Are you busy with your lamb cannon, or...?
One sec.
Same as me! 4. Ha. Good, I'm glad you didn't get one more in. To be honest, if anyone said that to me, I would hang up immediately also.
Is this a bad time to call you? Are you busy with your lamb cannon, or...?
One sec.
Yeah.
I like it that Madge, the guy that he called, was doing that... No. You haven't woken me up. Clearly have.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely busy with his lamb cannon.
Okay, so 4 apiece there. It's up to you, Becky.
Yeah.
Who did you call?
Laura, who used to work on this show.
Now works on Greg James.
Off of the diary.
And the phrase...
The vertical beef.
Oh, I like that one. So you called Laura and tried to get vertical beef in, another wrestling move. Have you cheated? Last chance to say.
No. You said phone up. And get it in as many times as I could.
Yeah, but last week you just went moist.
I didn't do that.
All right, cool. So you've got 4 to beat. More than 4. Let's see how you do. Speaking to Laura, trying to get the vertical beef slipped in.
The vertical beef.
Yeah. I hope you haven't got more.
Hello?
Hi, Laura, it's Becky.
Hiya.
Hiya. Sorry, hang on one sec. Vertical beef. Vertical beef. Yeah, it's vertical beef. Sorry, Laura, hang on. Vertical beef. Vertical beef. Vertical beef! God, I hate it when they can't hear me. Hang on one sec, Laura. Vertical beef! It's vertical beef! Vertical beef! Vertical beef, yes, vertical beef! Sorry, 2 seconds. Vertical beef! Vertical beef! Yes! Vertical beef! Vertical beef, God. Never thought it would cause so much of a problem.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just to say the studio's free now, so you can come down.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
vertical beef. Right. 16!
How is that allowed?
Vertical beef!
What were you trying to do? Pretend it's being on the phone on another line?
Yeah, just to someone in the room.
Right, OK.
It worked, though, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's the same...
I slipped it in 16 times.
Yes, you did, which makes our 4 each look rubbish. But I'm still... I'm questioning that. The one that doesn't speak, why don't you ever step in? Is this allowed? It's allowed. OK, right, well, let's find them. Podcast. Hi, Matt Cardle.
Hello, Scott.
We meet at last.
We do. I've been listening to your show for a long, long time.
Oh, I'm God. Really have you? I saw your little tweet saying, I can't wait to meet Scott and Becky. And she couldn't even bother to be here. I think she's going to turn up in a minute.
Her.
I know. It's not that exciting, to be honest.
Is it not?
No.
Am I going to be let down?
No, she's lovely. How are you, anyway?
I'm really good, really busy. Just seeing how the single's going to do, and the album, obviously. But I'm having fun, mate.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
And you're probably getting up every single morning really early to appear on things like Daybreak and this show.
Yeah, but it's wicked fun. Like, I used to be getting up for going on the roof in the freezing cold, but now it's to come and see you guys. It's wicked.
It's all right, isn't it? So, album is out next week.
Yeah.
Called Letters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's fair to say that, unlike some, you've kind of been given pretty free rein on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Simon let me go away and co-write the album, which is wicked because, I've been writing for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I would have been pretty devastated if I hadn't got that chance. But I have, and, you know, it's worked out really, really well. I think the album's great.
And how did you get Gary Barlow to write your song? Or, as my theory suggests, does Barlow actually have a whole, locked in a safe kind of room of songs. I reckon Gary Barlow's got, like, just lying around waiting to be recorded a load of songs just on loads of different shelves.
Yeah,
and it'll be like one side will be like female artists, the other side will be male artists, and then the groups. How did
it
work?
I can imagine it's a bit like a wine cellar, yeah. I think that was kind of the case, Scott. You know what I mean? Like, we were in the studio and he sent one through my A&R. And it was literally a case of he's got a song and he thinks it would be great for Matt. And I listened to it and I loved it. And it was the perfect song to, you know, make the transition between X Factor and the album, because the album's, you know, quite different to the single.
Right.
You know, we didn't want to, you know, run before we could walk. We just wanted to make that transition.
You know, when people do write your songs, like someone huge like Gary Barlow, do you ever get to meet them, or is it just like Gary Barlow says this song will be good for you, have it?
It was a bit weird, Scott. Like, I only caught up with him on X Factor, and I hadn't even spoken to him. I said to him,
"Oh, last week,
yeah." And my and our Chris, I was like, "Can I? You know, how do I get hold of him and say thank you for this?" Like, I'd recorded it, we'd already released it, and I still hadn't spoken to the man.
That's weird.
It was a bit weird.
What did he say? I thought, "That's all right, thanks very much."
No, he was really sweet about it, actually. He's a lovely bloke.
Was it really strange going back to X Factor last week?
Yeah,
because obviously it's the same studio, but just with a different bunch of people.
I know, it makes you realise how much of a turmoil it is for them and not us. For us, it's the biggest moment of our lives, and then they're like, "Come on, well done, you've won, get out, next lot, come on, let's have your..." Goat, like,
I like
really
the one that amuses me the most, and he wasn't as famous last year, is the 3-2-1 man. He's been on every week. The guy that goes 3-2-1 and you're on.
Yeah,
he's got his own Facebook page now and everything.
He's the guy who scares me.
And, why?
There's a guy, Mark, who's like, who introduces the track, and it's just as soon as I hear that guy's voice, I'm like,
it's him.
It's like, yeah, the 3-2-1 guy.
So you went back last week. Obviously, Simon's not there. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, all the judges aren't there apart from Louis.
Louis's never going anywhere, is he?
No, Louis will be there. Louis will be there till he dies, I think. But yeah, what were they like to you? Did you meet Kelly and Chalisa and all that?
I didn't actually meet them. I saw Gary before I went on. We went out for a drink afterwards and I bumped into Kelly. But she's sweet. I think she's doing really, really well this year.
I think she's great on it.
Yeah.
Really great. Yeah, so good. So have you watched much of the show this year?
I've seen bits. I mean, I saw judges' houses.
Yeah.
And I watched the first live show, obviously, and last week's results.
Where did you go for judges' houses?
Queensland.
Oh, yes.
We got the longest straw out the pack, definitely.
That is brilliant.
We got to see Danny go to Queensland, held a koala bear, went jet skiing. It was amazing.
They've stopped doing that thing now where Louis goes to Dublin with one of Westlife. As much lovely as Dublin is, it's like, hang on a second, the others are in Dubai in Australia.
I know, it's so well.
They've stopped that now. But now you get to go to Barcelona and meet Sunita.
Yeah.
Which is good. What do you think about the makeovers this year are fantastic? I mean, do you think they've gone a bit far this year? Because some of the stuff they're wearing, I'm like, wow, it's brave.
It's pretty out there, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I remember when I did it, they just put me in a black shirt. That was it.
Every week?
A haircut and a black shirt for that one shot, you know, the
What do you think you would have been wearing this year? I think yellow trousers.
Oh, God.
Or something. Like, have you seen Johnny? He was wearing like a Baco foil outfit last week and some shades. And also Nick Grimshaw, if you are listening to the show this morning, Grimmy is doing our show in the afternoon. Uh-huh. And says that I actually look like him quite a lot. And there was a lot of Twitter reaction to this yesterday. I don't think I do, Matt.
I don't think you do, mate.
Like, maybe if you put me in a Baco foil outfit and some shades, I would.
Big shades.
Do I need to squint a bit more? Is it there, Becky?
No, you don't need to squint. If I squint, I can see it.
Oh, I see, right. Oh, Matt, Becky, Matt.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too, babe.
Told you it wasn't... Right, sorry. Nice of you to join us. Oh, you've been finding a camera? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Now, Matt, we've got an idea for you.
Right.
We do this with a lot of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
We'd quite like to play a game of truth or dare with you.
Okay.
Is there anything you've got to hide, or...?
Well, there's lots, but...
Oh, right. You know? Because I know... The thing is... If you enjoy a night out, as I do and as you do, there will be stories.
Of course.
I'm not saying what we have got and what we haven't got, but maybe we've spoken to some people that know you, and then we're just going to play a simple game. You decide whether you want to, say the truth or take the dare.
do these people like me? Or
oh yes, they all like you.
Oh okay,
then they're all very close to you.
Oh wow,
yeah. Oh no, look at his face. He's like, oh god. So what?
Okay,
is that okay?
That's perfectly okay. Let's do it.
I've done it. Becky's done it. It's kind of like it's initiation into the show, basically. Okay. Who did we do it with recently? Oh, Chris did it on the show. And we've done it with some pop stars in the past, and it's worked really well.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Don't be scared. All right? We're going to play Truth or Dare next.
You're saying it's all fine, but last time Chris did it, he was actually sick in the bin.
There is that, but that won't happen this time. It won't happen.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so thanks for that. Radio 1 Podcast. Got a couple of questions from our listeners for Matt Cardle, who's here. Hi. Yeah. Mike from Hexham. Ask Matt about his skateboarding.
About my skateboarding, I've got it with me today, actually.
Is this something you've been doing recently, or is it something you've always done?
I've always done it, well, since I was 16.
Right.
So,
did you board into Radio 1 today?
I've got a heavy bag with me, so I kind of carried it. I think I might go for a skate later if I've got a break.
Do you do it every day?
I do as much as I can, but I've been so busy. I mean, I get down to Tesco's and stuff, won't it?
Yeah.
But it just looks so ridiculous when you fall off. You just can't look cool falling off a skateboard.
Yeah. And also, now you are Matt Cardle. It's a bit like, oh, there's Matt Cardle falling off outside Tesco.
It's not a good look.
It's not the best, is it? Kirsten in Watford says, I'm really hoping there's going to be a Matt Cardle calendar. Make that happen, Matt.
Do you know what? At Daybreak yesterday, someone brought one in, but I think it was like a rogue one. Someone had just made it. It wasn't official.
Right.
Contraband. Yeah.
You could do like a Hoff one. We've got that up in the office, haven't we? It's just like him in various poses. Sometimes like top off, some not.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Right, let's play our game, shall we?
Let's do it.
This is Truth or Dare. I know, Matt, you sound like you're not looking forward to this, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Okay, we are filming this. Video up
I
later.
Like the way you've put friendly music on to make it seem all fine.
It is fine.
Listen, they're really happy.
La, 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 la.
They know what's coming.
Okay, so it's Matt Cardle, Truth or Dare. It's very simple. We've been in touch with three people who know you, Matt, better than anyone, and they've told us three very interesting stories about you. It's fascinating stuff.
Okay.
Oh, look at his face. Now, you just have to work out what dirt these people have on you. And God. What they may potentially be about to reveal to the nation on BBC Radio 1. And then you've just got a simple choice to make. You're biting your nails. Do you let the person tell the story on the radio and reveal the truth? Or will you instead opt to do the dare? Oh, these aren't dramatic enough.
I was really expecting like a...
Or will you do the dare? That's better. That's why it's called... Truth. No. Or dare.
They were like cartoon ones.
Yeah. I was hoping for more of a... Dun, dun, dun. Okay, Matt, you get it, right?
Yeah, I get it. Let's do it.
If you choose the dare, we will never, ever hear what the truth was.
Okay.
All right? So, it's up to you. Let's play! All right, Matt Cardle. Here is the first person with a story about you. Have a listen and tell me who this is.
Hi Matt, it's Dom here. I'm 30 and I'm from Essex.
Who's that?
It's my brother. He says, oh, it's Dom. I'm 30, I'm from Essex.
Yeah.
It's not blind date.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Dom, your brother.
Okay.
Do you think Dom has a few secrets that you wouldn't want to be revealed?
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a couple.
Like what?
I've no idea, but... I say let's do the truth because he might be nice to me. He's my brother after all.
Okay, so do you want your brother to tell that story about you?
Yeah, let's tell
whatever the story
truth.
Might be.
Yeah,
can you think possibly at all what one story might be that he
well,
might tell?
I'm hoping it's from when we were younger, so I can justify it. But if it's from when I'm a little bit older, then I don't know what to say.
I love it that you're going straight for the story and you haven't even heard what the dare is yet.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the dare and then we'll make a decision?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Right, here's the dare you have to do to keep your brother quiet. Becky.
I will wax off one of your eyebrows.
Wow.
Have you got much TV planned for the next few days?
Yeah, I've got to shoot the second single video tomorrow.
Oh. I mean, you could just draw one on.
I suppose I could, yeah.
No one can tell. No one can tell when you've got drawn on eyebrows.
When you do those, you can never tell.
He'll be like, Matt looks very surprised on the left eye.
All right, so I think you're quite confident about that your brother won't kind of land you in it.
Well, I'm just hoping, because I can't shave an eyebrow off.
Well, wax. You could.
Well, I could, but I won't.
So, what's it going to be? Is it going to be truth, or is it going to be death?
It's going to be the truth. Let's hear the truth. Come on, Wonk.
All right, so, Wonk.
That's what we call him. He's got one leg slightly shorter than the other.
All right, okay. So, Dom, or Wonk, as he's called, is about to reveal a secret about you. How are you feeling?
Or we
wax your eyebrow. Okay. Okay, he's going straight for it. I didn't even need to give him 10 seconds to work out. So here is the truth from Wonk. Your brother.
Okay, Matt, your truth is, when you're about 10 years old, you came downstairs with socks down your Y front and did a Chippendales show to Mum and Dad and their friends at a dinner party. And needless to say, everyone was mortified at the sight of your half-naked, pale body.
Yeah!
Oh my...
That wasn't too bad.
Don't swear!
You're right there, Matt.
I didn't.
I know.
Really didn't.
So nearly did. So, talk me through the 10-year-old Chippendale routine.
Well, I think 10's just... That's not quite cool, is it?
You were 10.
It was 10. If it was 7...
Yeah.
No, I... You know what? I think I remember doing that with Alex, my mate.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why were you doing that? What were you doing? Were you just parading around?
I have no idea.
Have you chosen to erase it from your mind?
Yeah, but thanks for reminding me, Dom.
Yeah. Dom's going to be getting a little text soon, I think.
Yeah.
Wonk.
I've got a signal.
Yeah. All right, so that was the first one. Oh, you're stressed out, aren't you? Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, here is another person that possibly knows an even more embarrassing story about you, Matt Cardle. Let's see who it is. Okay. Next person. Who are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm Ali, and I'm 28, and I'm from Sudbury.
Who's this?
No. No. Please, no.
Who is it?
It's my best mate, Ali.
Your best mate, Ali. You didn't know this was going to happen today, did you?
No.
All the brothers on, Ali's on. Now, do you think there's any sort of skeletons in your closet that
Ali
maybe...
Ali's got everything on me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely everything.
Do you want to confess now, Matt?
No.
It is better to get some of them out.
It is. Just give us, like, one or two. Like, little ones that it might be, because I'd like to hear them.
Oh, I mean, me and Ali, of late, have been doing everything together. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, the last sort of 10 years, we've been gigging and getting up to anything naughty I've done, I've usually done with Ali, so...
Okay. So there are a lot of stories here, potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you think you want to... risk it and get Ali to tell
I really don't want to risk it, so I'd rather hear the dare first.
Right, well, if he doesn't tell the story, you will have to do the dare. So here's the dare that you will have to keep... to keep Ali's mouth shut. Becky!
You will have to drink this bottle of breast milk that I found in the Radio 1 fridge.
So,
to be fair, it is only half full, but I reckon it's still at least 200 mil.
We don't know how old it is. So,
can I smell the milk before
yep,
I...
that's your choice. Smell the milk, Matt Cardle. It's in a little baby container there.
Oh, it's been kept cool.
So, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's fine, but it is... It'll be breast milk. What do you think?
It smells all right.
Does it?
Yeah.
he's really worried about Ali. Okay. So...
I don't think... It's not right to drink someone else's.
Yeah, it's not...
It's probably not, but anyway.
I think it's a bit unethical.
Yeah. So what's it going to be? Is Ali going to reveal the truth about you? And let's face it, he's got a lot of stories. Or are you, Matt Cardle, going to drink the breast milk? The choice is yours.
You can't steal from a baby.
Well, they're both pretty shameful. So I'm going to just do the truth.
Oh,
and
my
leave
God.
The breast milk here.
Are you... Thank you.
No worries.
Are you absolutely sure?
I'm absolutely double, triple sure.
All right, then. Oh, God. Okay. Right. Here we go. So, Matt has chosen the truth. You should have gone for Dare, actually, because that's not actually breast milk. You should never, ever drink a stranger's breast milk, and we wouldn't have made you. That's just milk. But you've made your decision now. Mm, look, I'm going to drink some lovely milk. Mm. Oh, it feels weird from a baby's bottle. Oh. Yes, it's just milk. Well, not that I'd know the difference, but it is just milk, I can promise you. All right, so here is Ali, your best mate. Are you ready for this, Matt?
No.
It could be one of thousands of stories. Here it is.
Right, Matt. Your truth is, when we used to gig with our old band Darwin, you always used to travel in the back of the van, and your bladder was so small that you used to have to pee into empty bottles in the back of the van. And because you weren't always that accurate, you had to turn up at gigs with wet trousers. Pretty embarrassing, huh?
Wet trousers.
I'm only human.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse than that.
I think you'd agree, that could have been a lot worse.
That could have been a lot worse both ways round.
Yeah. So, do you know stuff about Ali? You want to tell us?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
I thought I'd give it a go. Okay. So that was Ali. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah,
We've got one more to go. Here is the last person.
Sorry, your trousers aren't wet now.
No, absolutely not.
Those people that came to your gigs, you were doing it with a wheel down you?
One or two gigs. But there was only ever three, four people there.
Yeah. They weren't to know.
So they weren't looking.
Right.
I like the way he's actually checking.
He did check.
Sure,
he did check.
Well, I did go to the toilet before I came in.
Oh! Okay. Matt Cardle, truth or dare? Here is the last person, and they have got a story about you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. I'm Sarah, and I'm 21, and I'm from Middlesex.
Who's that?
No idea.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Hi, Matt. I'm Sarah, and I'm 21, and I'm from Middlesex.
I've never seen a man look so scared.
Don't know. I've no idea.
Right, well, they've got something good to... fascinating, I would say, to reveal about you. So the choice is yours. You can hear their story about you, or you can do the dare.
What's the dare?
Here is what you've got to do to keep Sarah quiet. Becky.
You have to do a cover version of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
This will all be over in a couple of minutes, Matt.
I don't know how to play it.
I've got the chords and the lyrics. That's not a worry.
Oh, God. Really? Oh.
I know it's not the musical direction you're going in now, Matt. But it is truth or dare.
Oh, my goodness.
And Sarah's
goodness.
Got a good story.
Well, do you know what? I don't know who this Sarah is. I don't think.
That's a worry, isn't it?
And that is really, really worrying.
Yeah.
So,
what's it going to be?
I guess I'll have to do the dare.
Yeah. Do it. Okay, so Matt has decided to choose the dare. So he's going to do a cover of Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, which we're going to film, and obviously you'll hear it live on Radio 1, which I'm quite looking forward to.
I'm not sure I am. Here we go.
And what should we do about Sarah? Should we just leave that for now? I think we should.
Yeah, it's not fair. If he's going to do the dare...
Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll hear the song first. And yeah, cool. All right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Matt Cardle's here today.
Hello.
He's a very nice man. And we've just played Truth or Dare, if you just tuned in. And the final person with a story about Matt is this girl.
Hi, Matt. I'm Sarah, and I'm 21, and I'm from Middlesex.
Now, Matt doesn't know who that girl is. You don't at all.
No.
So, Matt's a bit worried, as you would be. So, he's taken the dare. Instead of hearing Sarah's story, the dare was to perform Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Now, there's a lot of stuff in the press at the moment about you saying, oh, I didn't get good songs on X Factor. Have you seen all this?
I remember saying that I compromised myself fashion-wise, and I certainly did. You know, you saw the yellow trousers and the vest. I mean, that's horrendous.
It's not something you'd normally wear, is it, Matt?
No, and I wouldn't always sing, like, Come Together and I Love Rock and Roll, but, I mean, I had a good run. I did Nights in White Satin, Britney,
yeah.
And I was all right with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this cover version, are you doing up-tempo Shania, or are you going, like, candlelight mix, or are we going mellow on it? Or
going lounge.
We're going lounge. Ooh. Well, this style is really working for Gaga right now, you know? On that new song, yeah. Is that your agent texting you to get you out of here? Or I could just hear a phone.
Don't do it, Matt!
Okay. Alright, so here is the dare, which is Matt Cardle. Man, I feel like a woman. Go, Matt.
There's pressure.
I'm going out tonight, feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. I wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Yes. The best thing about being a man,
woman,
is the prerogative to have a little fun, fun, fun. Oh, 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 go totally crazy.
Don't change the words.
Because I'm a lady. Right. Man, shirt, short skirts. Oh, 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 I'm gonna go something
wild.
Wild and doing it in style.
Yes!
Hey! What was that?
That was good. Let's go, Matt. Oh, do you want to keep going?
I think
end
we need
of the chorus.
Chorus.
Okay, right, sorry.
Okay. Can we have the whole chorus again, Matt?
Yes. Oh.
You're totally crazy because I'm a lady. Man, shirt, short skirts. Oh, oh, oh. Go really go wild, yeah. I'm doing it in style. Oh, oh, oh. Get in the action. Feel the attraction. Color my hair, do what I dare. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna be free, yeah. To feel the way I feel.
Yes!
There we go.
You need Matt. I can't let you. I'm sorry, everyone else is really happy, but I'm not going to be happy until you do the man. I feel like a woman. Because that's the whole point of the dare, really, isn't it? Just to get on tape, you see.
I'm free, to feel the way I feel. A man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, Becky. Yeah.
I'll let him go now.
Really good.
That was the point of it, really, wasn't it?
That was great. Matt Cardle, thank you so much for coming in today. Do you want to hear what Sarah had to say?
Yeah, go on.
Actually, Matt, my name's Freya. I'm a producer at Radio 1, and we've never met.
Well,
Stitched up.
Yeah, it happens to everybody, you know. I've been stitched up, Becky's been stitched up. In fact, it's the same every time. Pretty much always the third person is made up, but everyone still seems to love it. Matt, thank you very much for coming in today. Best of luck with the album.
Thank you.
And the song. Matt Cardle, everyone, thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, dear Scott time. Posh Radio 4 lady has been reading out the stuff that you've been sending us on email. Send me one. You might get on next week. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email.
Dear Scott and Becky and the PR4L and the one who doesn't speak, etc, etc. A long time ago, you wanted to know how to pick a good wine in the supermarket. I have your answer. You have a feel of its bottom. If there's a big dip in the bottom of a wine bottle that you can get your fingers in, it's likely to be a good wine, as it's a more expensive bottle. Honestly, it works most of the time. Hope that helps you with your wine decisions. Love you all. Kat from Biggleswade. Yes, that is a real place.
I know.
Smiley.
I didn't know that. Because I know you can kind of feel the bottom of wine, and if it goes in a bit, then it does feel more expensive. That doesn't mean that what's in the bottle is any better, does it?
No, because if I was then a marketing wine, I'd just get a really expensive bottle and put rubbish in and charge a fortune.
Yeah. So just feel around the bottom. That's a good tip. A lot of people won't know that. To be honest, I'm just still going for...
Second from the top,
and no more than a fiver.
A fiver?
Yeah.
Where are you drinking?
You can get them for like £5-6 now. Okay, no more than £5.99.
What, in a restaurant?
No.
Oh, you're in the shop.
Supermarket.
Oh, right, I was going to say, where are you going for dinner?
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and that bloke called Chris. I accidentally flashed at an old man today. It happened when I was out walking my dog and this bee started flying around my head.
Oh.
It landed on my coat and then flew down the back of my collar. I started flapping around wildly and ripped my coat off in a flurry, forgetting that I wasn't actually wearing a top underneath. Well, this man was stood there trimming a hedge. He turned round, saw me wildly flapping in my bra and jeans, shook his head and tutted. So ashamed. But that wasn't all. The bee was still intent on making me look like a proper Wally. It wouldn't leave me alone, so I thought that if I walked really fast, it wouldn't be able to keep up. But because it was raining, it was really muddy, and I ended up falling on my arse and farting, all at the same time.
Okay, good.
Has anything like this ever happened to you or Becky?
Yes.
Much love, Hannah. XXX.
Okay, Hannah. I do like tutting, because it's only reserved for the older community, isn't it?
Oh, no, I like it.
Do you tut?
Yeah.
I do not do that.
Do you not?
No.
I do.
In what situation?
Like, if someone pushes me to get on before me on the train, or I'd be like...
I haven't heard a tut for ages.
Yeah.
Mum used to do it a lot. Probably still does. Oh, no, that's more nom nom nom, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more...
That's like... Mm.
No, I don't do it. Yeah, loads of stuff's happened to me like that. It's far too long to go into now. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. I was listening to your show this morning and you were talking about Bernard's watch. I was totes gel of the girl who went to uni with actual Bernard, by the way.
I know. We're speaking about this show called Bernard's Watch, which a lot of people remember from their youth. Chris, my mate, was talking about it. And we did speak to somebody that used to go to uni in Sheffield with actual Bernard off of the watch.
I have often thought about how much fun it would be to have a watch like one of them. However, I found a problem with this. If you are able to stop time, and everybody else stops, and the holder of the watch doesn't, does the holder of the watch continue to age? If this is the case, and the watch holder abused the watch too much, by the time they're 40, they could look like a 70-year-old.
Oh.
This doesn't seem too much fun to me. That is all. Winking smiley. Love you all. Dave.
Thanks, Dave. So there are some drawbacks with Bernard's watch here.
So Bernard could have been, if he'd exploited the watch too much, he'd have been like 90.
Yeah.
Finally got back into normal time and his mates would still have been 10.
Is there any news on whether Bernard wants to do, like, the new version which we've invented, which is a slightly pervy version?
Where he uses the time-stopping watch just to perv?
Yeah. Has he been on?
No emails or phone calls as yet, but I can imagine that it's just because his BBM's been down.
Yeah, that'll be it. It'll be his phone.
Yeah.
So, Bernard, do get in touch. If you're interested in the new show, Bernard's Watching, then let us know. And let's face it, you have been deleted off Wikipedia for not being notable enough. So we can make that happen. We can get you back on there. Think about it.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.